Do we need to tell you to relax, or you're feeling already the relaxation? Beautiful morning here on Lydgate Beach by the pond. Even the rooster acknowledges and greets us many times. So, as we've done before, just allow yourself to be present here with all the animals, but especially with yourself, with your being, your presence, your beautiful temple body, your energy. Many of you are actually facing the ocean and feeling the energy, the waves, the love, the immensity and vastness that surround us all on Kauai, on Lemuria, in this glorious sunrise. And feel yourself deepening even more, taking nourishing, conscious, loving breath that follow through that sacred place we called our heart. And from there to every part of your body, of your energy and energy field. Just allow yourself to be present, to feel a sense of meld, of beingness, of welcome, of reception, of sensitivity to the higher energies that you are composed of. Breathe and feel the sacredness of this moment, of all of us together here for the first time, as shortly we'll begin a ceremony that will involve the waters that are in front of us. And what experience and feeling and vibrations it will bring to you individually and collectively, as you are again consciously together reawakening, remembering from your Akash, pulling pieces and parts of yourself that you left here, metaphorically, energetically, for yourself to return and collect again from so long ago, reminding you the true origin of your divinity, of your soul, of your light. Of the beauty that you are, and the wisdom that you carry from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. And this moment is different than others. It's unique. And this moment will be embedded in you, so you can always return to it, almost like an initiation to something new, to a new beginning, to a new understanding, to new ways of listening and feeling and being intuitive in your life from this point on, wherever it may take you. Breathe. and expand even more through your multi-dimensional field, your Merkaba, that is generated by your DNA that contains all of your Akashic memories, information and knowledge, all culminating in this time and space of us here together. And with that openness, with that expansion and consciousness, let us open our hearts even more to the wisdom, to the love, and the guidance of Krinon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Krinon of Magnetic Service. The group, over 100 strong, finds themselves on the grass at the beach, looking at that which is the water, the sun rising, and facing that which is a pond. Today it will be a symbolic pond, one where an exercise will be done, but that's not what I want to tell you about. I want to tell you about how eternal you are and how it hides from all of you. The most important thing that was learned on this island many, many thousands of years ago, the information that was given to the children, to the adults, to every single human, was that life continues and continues and continues. You all are from cultures that have not told you the truth, not the real truth. A culture that doesn't honor transition. Some cultures which will say that you're only here for a little while and then good luck after that, because that soul of yours is eternal, but the human is not. But dear ones, the truth, the real truth, is that everyone on this lawn will have a day when they take the last breath. Every one of you. And I will tell you this. There are some things that hide so completely from you. And that is, when you take your last breath here on this earth, it isn't your last breath. It's your first breath to home. I want to tell you that there are doctors that have written about an event, that there will be those who would be on their operating table who transition, or it seems that they transition and they go into what you would call death, and they stop breathing and their heart stops. And there's even sometimes a pronouncement. And then suddenly, for some reason, they start breathing again. The heart stops up, starts up again, and everybody, they just rejoice in the operating room. They say, "We have saved another life." And the patient wakes up angry. Angry. Because the patient got to see a glimpse of the first breath to home. And they say, "Why did you bring me back? Why?" You see, that's what awaits. A transition is not what you think. How many of you have the courage to rejoice in someone's passing? To miss them on the planet, but to rejoice that they are in that place which they belong so completely, which is your home as well. The eternal pond before you, a metaphor of what the Lemurians were taught. This is where they were birthed. As a metaphor, this is where they passed. As a metaphor, same pond, same songs, same music. To emphasize there's no sting in death. every one of you will participate in something that is so well hidden from you, that at that time when you were breathing your last breath and those around you perhaps are in sorrow, there is a most majestic, joyful laughter going on with you. You'll see it. You'll remember it. I want you to remember what you were taught. That's in that Lemurian Akash of every human being. As I said last night, it's there because it's inherited, even if you were not here many, many thousands of years ago. The information is inherited, and it's time to awaken to peace. Peace over death. Peace over life. Some of you are born and you worry all your lives. And then when you go into transition and you look backwards and you say, what was I thinking? I didn't enjoy myself. I didn't laugh. I had many opportunities. And now here you are back again, perhaps at a remarkable time. That's the message. It's pretty simple. I want you to remember love. I want you to remember that which is hidden from you. The creator of everything you see right now with your eyes knows your name. Your name. A name that is sung in light on the other side of the veil. You are eternal. All of you. And that soul of yours lasts and lasts and lasts. And there are so many who say, well, what will it be like on the other side? There are those on the other side asking, what will it be like for a while to come to Earth? Home is not here, dear ones. This is the transition place. Home is where you'll go. That's coming. And it's going to be beautiful. You'll see it. Blessed is a human being who is not afraid of death, who understands that they are eternal, and that although they may be missed here, they will awaken to the real, true, bigger self. That is the remembrance of the eternal pool. Love, beauty, peace, compassion is the natural state of the human being. And so it is.